Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
With a soaring score by Lucy Simon and a book by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Marcia Norman, the musical adaptation of The Secret Garden is currently running at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany. Based on the novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett, the Cap Rep production of the story of Mary Lennox, the orphan girl who transforms a dead and wasted garden into a paradise where hearts can grow and miracles can happen, features a talented cast, as always, many of whom also provide the instrumentation for the show. Maggie Mancinelli Cahill is the producing artistic director at Cap Rep, the director of this production of The Secret Garden, which runs through the 21st of December, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Maggie back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always a delight to see you. Thank you very much for being with us. What led you down this path to The Secret Garden?
Well, I've known the story since I was a kid, and I was looking for a musical I thought would really fit Capitol Rep. And, you know, I like stories that are about transformation during the holidays, and I don't always like them to be specific to Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so I was literally going across country with my son. This is true. I moved him to California. We were in the car. And I put on the CD of Secret Garden, and that was it. I said, okay, this is the one. This is what we're going to do. I just love the music.
How much does your, what goes into it? Do you think about your space? Do you think about the talent available? Do you think about, does all of that figure into what you're able to do, what would work for Cap Rep?
Yes, I think first and foremost, I think about how the audience is going to feel when they walk out. I really do mean that. Whenever I read a play, I think, how will people feel when they walk out? And then I start going, how would it be in our space? How would we be able to produce it? I mean, Secret Garden was known on Broadway as having a set that cost the most money in the world up to that time.
Right.
And it had a lot of scene changes, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, well, how are we going to translate that to our space, and could we do that? And then I start thinking about, could we cast it? And the answer to all of those questions ended up being yes, after a lot of work with designers and really other wonderful people who have really turned this into a magic evening.
So do you say, okay, we are going to go, not simplistic, but we're going to, here is what we're going to focus on, sort of pick how you're going to do.
I do always think that the world that we create at Capitol Rep has to be very imaginative.
Yep.
And it has to leave something for the audience to fill in. I think that's very important in a space like ours. We're a thrust stage, which means that people sit on three sides. So I want people to have to imagine and fill in what's on the walls, you know, so to speak. And then I think, how can I put the emphasis on the cast? Because what we have at Capitol Rep is really fabulous people. And so the costumes, the fact that these people that we have in the show are unbelievable musician actors, I stand in awe of each and every one of them. I think that part of that is exciting for an audience as well. So I do tend to think about how we're going to do it, leaving a window for the audience to be able to fill in their imaginations, and then putting the emphasis on the great talent.
We should note that normally some of the cast members would be with you, but they're off. They're performing down at Cap Rep. The school kids are there and seeing the show.
Yeah, you're stuck with me today because we have 300 kids down there.
Well, that's great. I'm not stuck with you at all, but it's lovely to think of that right now there are 300 kids enjoying a great show. That's very nice.
Yeah. You know, and one of the other reasons I like to do a play like Secret Garden is because it's from a book, and I really do believe that people should still read That's why I love your show, Joe. And I think that this really inspires parents, and I know, to go back and read this story to their children, and for children to read the actual book. So I do love that.
I love this book when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it about the book that inspired you?
Dickon.
Oh, well, he's a wonderful character, yeah. Actually. You know, he comes in, he's, you know, this boy who we don't know very much about, and it turns out he knows so much about the world, and he really is the one who inspires Mary Lennox.
And I just found him fascinating. Fascinating, yeah. Character. Was, yeah. Always very,
he is in the show as well.
Very cool. What's it like working with kids?
Well, I have two young people in this show. Actually, three, because Colin, who plays the little ill boy, is played by two wonderful young actors who took me, I think, 4 months to cast, and they are both equally wonderful, and they split the performances in half. But I like working with kids. They're really serious. You know, I mean, they goof around when they're not on stage, but they're very, very serious about what they do. And so it's fun. And sometimes they do what you tell them, as opposed to adult actors. it's joyous.
It's sort of used to that. That's, yeah. Part of their training,
yeah,
as children,
exactly.
Right?
It's like, what happens?
And because it's very much a story about, well, childhood and mm-hmm. sort of what you go through in, mm-hmm. in that, and, mm-hmm. And the mysteries and the realities. So to even look at it through that perspective is fascinating.
Well, the kids really get it. I had to do very little explanation, actually, with the kids about what the scenes were about. They completely understood. And, you know, kids don't have any trouble believing in ghosts or dreams or gardens coming to life, you know. And so it's kind of a wonderful way to relive those aspects of ourselves and remind ourselves that those things are really possible in our minds if they're just, you know, tapped a little bit.
When you complete, you'll be doing this through the 21st, as I mentioned. So there's still plenty of chances to see the show. What's next? How's the remainder of the season look?
Oh my gosh! Well, complete contrast. In January, we're doing a world premiere of a play called How Water Behaves by a playwright named Sherry Kramer, who teaches at Bennington and lives in Dorset, Vermont. So, right from our own backyard, this play came to us through our Next Act Play Festival, and I'm very excited about that. It's a very, very funny comedy about a yuppie couple, and the husband is out of work, and so they invent a charity in which to give their relatives presents for Christmas. And so it's very funny. And then we're doing a wonderful play called Souvenir,
oh, yeah.
Which is about Florence Foster Jenkins, the opera singer who really couldn't sing. And then we're ending our season with something you may have heard of, Hamlet.
Oh.
So it's a season of great scope. I'm really pleased about it, and I've been really, really pleased with the response to the season so far.
Is Kevin McGuire in Hamlet? Is he doing?
He is directing.
He's
Hamlet.
Directing.
He's
it.
Directing,
yeah.
Hamlet, which I'm thrilled about. You know, he's directed so much Shakespeare, and
yeah.
and he really knows what he's doing. So
absolutely.
I'm delighted.
Is there ever a risk in doing Shakespeare? I mean, do you enjoy it, or do you have to embrace it and sort of time it out as to when you're going to do it and how you're going to do it?
Well, you know, we have wonderful companies in the summer that do Hamlet.
Right.
That do Shakespeare, of course. But not very many companies do Shakespeare during the school year in full production. And so I do think it's important for us to be able to do a real big classic like that. So every couple of years we like to do a Shakespeare. So it's a big cast, and you have to have a lot of people who really know, how to, do the verse in a Shakespeare production. So it is a hard won show for us, but we do love doing it. And so we do like to do it about every 2 years.
Talk a little bit about the educational element. As I said, right now there's 300 kids down at the theater watching this production of Secret mm-hmm. Garden. So what I think we can assume what they get out of it, but how do you work with the schools? How do you work with other entities to bring these kids in and get something out of that?
Thank you for asking that, because I love talking about our education programs, which I want all the people to know who haven't been to Capitol Rep that we only have 300 seats at Capitol Rep.
Right.
So to have 300 kids in a show, in an audience, is a big deal. But we have a program called On the Go, and our On the Go program takes productions into schools, community groups. We will perform anywhere in any conditions. We have performed in cafeterias, gymnasiums, beautiful theaters as well. And we take plays out into the schools that are based on curriculum. We particularly have a specialty for doing plays about New York history, because we like kids to be able to take pride in their own, in their own stories. And we've had great success with this. Last year, we reached 15,000 kids, and we went to a radius of 90 miles in 14 counties. So it's a big program, and we're very, very dedicated to bringing live theater to young people. It's really critical to build the audience of tomorrow, and also to excite people about spoken word, about performance, let kids know that there really is a career that they can do, and to have our actors really talk to them about what it takes to really be a professional.
Now, how many of those kids do they work it into the curriculum where some of the kids will have read Secret Garden or the project up until seeing?
A lot of teachers, as a result of knowing that we were doing Secret Garden, Hamlet is in a lot of curriculums,
sure.
but a lot of our younger part of our audience that, middle school, some teachers will actually push their kids to read Hamlet because we're doing it, and many teachers have told us that as a result of doing Secret Garden, that they put the book into the curriculum. So,
that's
yes,
great.
It is great.
Really exciting. Yeah. Well, the Secret Garden runs at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York through December 21st. For more information, you can visit capitalrep.org, capitalrep.org, to find out more. And again, the show is running through December 21st. Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure, a delight to see you, and thank you for all the great work you do in the community.
And happy holidays, Joe.
And to you. We post all of our segments online, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.